I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed.
I'm drunk. You are shit-faced.
This woman has eaten nothing. She's been... She finished a glass of what I can assume was just tequila.
It was mostly tequila, and I need another one. So if somebody wants to get me a drink, I will get
them
one. I'll get them one.
We'll get you
one. Same time, I got tickets. If somebody wants to get us all a drink here. You want
to
get us one? Oh, my God. Thank you. You get one for yourself. Here, let me give you a tip for you. Thank you so much.
I'll give you one of mine.
Tequila soda and what does she want?
And I'll take a mango White Claw.
Wait. Here, let me give tip you money. Tip money. No, thank you. What the heck?
This is the whole beginning of this episode.
Wait, we are leaving. Our next guest is leaving.
A beverage.
Okay, get a drink. Hurry up.
Okay. We'll razzle dazzle him.
Oh, okay. Well, that guy got it.
Give
him
the old Burt Kreischer special.
What the heck? I'm gonna wet myself. Should I just piss
you
right here?
You pull a Caitlin.
I'm gonna pull Caitlin Palufo and just piss right here.
Yeah, if you listened two episodes ago.
Let's do crowd work in between podcasts. I've done this before.
Is anyone in the audience have a disgusting story they want to quickly come up and share?
Anybody?
No one's ever been
any slob story?
Nothing. You're all pussies.
Mike's open. You're really thinking. You're really fucking thinking.
You got one back there.
Come up here. Say it.
Get up here.
No.
Come on, for the people. Fine, I'm
gonna. You have something. You've been yapping all night. Get your ass up here. You've made
a fool of yourself before.
We're saying come up here if you have a slob story.
Get up here. Do you have a story? You have an embarrassing story?
He's back. We're done now.
Okay. This woman.
He's the biggest slob of all. He just broke the barn door in the closet.
He literally stormed the barn.
Give it up for J.C. Kurayan.
Oh my God.
Walking around just breaking barn doors. Left and goddamn right.
Dear God.
The barn door.
What? I didn't mean to. I got these big old meat hooks and I don't know what to do with them.
He broke it.
He's raised in a barn, ma'am. There's not even a door.
We're all right.
It's just a loose piece of wood on wheels.
Yeah, I think that's as shut as it gets.
Why did we even bother putting that? Just hang up a curtain, cover it in newspaper. We'll be fine.
I think it's mostly because
there's like music playing in there the whole time.
Oh, that's where that was.
We love that.
From.
That's the best thing for a podcast is
that's
music
good.
Blaring.
I'm going to be honest. I thought that was just in my head. So I'm glad you told me that.
It's like we're in the lobby.
Little riff.
How are you, JC?
I'm so hungover.
Really? But you're still powering through here.
You better believe it. You gotta
little
stay
hair
on
of
it.
The dog.
Little hair of the dog over here.
I feel like you're doing an impression of me, and I can't tell.
No, that's just literally like.
Also,
I do that voice all the time, and so I was like, "You doing Steph Tolev?" I'm like, "No, that's just the voice I do."
That's my voice. I just want to point out a man went to get us beverages. Mine's just in a can. You were like, I have to get a drink. They just had one waiting for
me. Well,
you.
I just walked in
and
I
what
was
the
like,
heck?
I just
and they're like,
they were like, give him what
the
he wants.
Angry man a beverage.
Somebody give that man what he needs.
Please, there we're so scared.
Thank you.
What's
good
your name? Samaritan.
Greg.
Thank you,
what
Greg.
The heck? Greg.
Give it up
give
for
Greg.
Greg.
And then he just leaves.
Yeah, Greg just goes out. And he's like, I can't
he's
be
like, I don't want to listen to any more podcasts. This is my escape plan.
Yeah. he came back. So
how are you? We wanted you last because we felt like you might be the slobbiest of everybody. No offense.
The slobbiest? I guess so.
No offense. You broke the barn door.
I've lived a life once or twice.
Yeah.
You're a partier.
I am a little bit of a partier.
We're buddies with Justin, and he always says, he's like, I can't keep up with him.
Justin talks so much shit.
Justin Clark.
That's his whole personality. He's like, let me tell you something
about
this guy.
That fucking cat of a human being who no one here knows because he is not on anything. All right,
no.
What a loser.
He's on Wellbutrin.
Your guy's kickball team. That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
That is, he's crushing it on the kickball field.
No, like if I have like, if I go out and like drink, like if I have like four or five drinks or like throughout the evening, he's like, you're going overboard. And I'm like, fuck you.
As he swirls his glass of
I mean, maybe seven
wine.
To nine. I don't know. Let's not count. I'm not a counter.
Yeah. What am I, the count?
How many do you have to get buzzed? I feel like right now I'm buzzed because I haven't eaten, but normally
I need a double.
I don't know what the hell this is, but
show this on the, never mind. We can't show it on the camera.
It depends.
I'm the only
on the
one who cares.
It depends on the booze.
Okay.
Like, so vodka, I can keep a nice steady pace throughout the night. I do bourbon when I really want to get fucked up.
That's good. You're like, let me just keep it light.
Yeah.
It's 7 p.m.
It is 7 p.m.
Glass of bourbon on ice.
Wait, there's some water in it. I'm hydrating at the same time.
Yeah, the ice that's melting.
How drunk can you be when you go on stage?
Pretty darn drunk.
Really?
Yeah, like full autopilot drunk.
Really?
Yeah, like
and you still kill.
And not remember a damn thing.
And people are like, you crushed.
I mean, they say it. I don't know whether or not. I come up like that. I just killed that.
Yeah, you killed a family on the way home.
half of it, I'm like, where are you guys from?
There is literally
this is a good character he's doing.
There's a comic in Toronto. I don't know his name. I can't remember right now. But he's like
buddy,
an old.
No, he doesn't.
No,
know
no, he doesn't know his name is. He's an old like Yuck Yucks comic. He's been doing it for like 40 years. I swear to God, he gets to the point. I've seen it with my own two eyes. He's backstage like. And his wife's like, okay, you got this, honey. He's like,
oh, he has a wife.
Goes out, goes, hey, how's everyone doing tonight?
He just snaps
immediately
into
snaps into full comic mode, murders, walks off, falls down.
Like,
it's like fucking, it's literally crazy.
That
how
is,
some people can do that. It's insane.
That is a level of high functioning alcoholism.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't think I come out as sober by any means while I'm up there.
No. You're not
fooling anyone. I think everyone's
like,
this guy's shit-faced, but he's having a good time up there.
Yeah.
Like, I think everyone's well aware that I'm intoxicated. It's the level of intoxication is what I can kind of hide a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I can be really over the line and still kind of pilot the ship. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever not?
The little gremlins in here, they'll just be like, he's done it again. Take over.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, my God.
They're like, you know what's up there? What's happening?
Do the one about hats. It's a good bit. It kills.
Do you not slur? I find if I get too buzzed.
I slur a little bit.
Oh, really?
Just
okay.
Just a little bit.
Just a teensy.
Just enough that it's fun for everybody.
A little slushy, slurry. You ever think that you ever been drunk and you're like, man, I crushed that, and then listen back to the set and you're like,
oh God. Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, another thing about horn tonkin'.
I generally hate every set, no matter what. So even if I'm like, everyone's enjoying it, I'm like, I'll find a little thing inside of it and be like, you fucking piece of shit. You ruined that.
You ruined everyone's life last night.
You said that instead of this? Kill yourself. That's pretty much.
Oh, what are you, a comedian?
Yeah. What the heck? Has anybody gotten like drunk at their job? Yeah.
That's the weird thing about comedy is that they pay you in drinks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, we don't have any money. Do you want a ticket for a free beverage? And you're like, well, I got to get what I...
If that's all
gotta
that is.
I got to earn my keep.
Have you ever done any other drug and gone on stage?
Yes, absolutely. I've done other drugs and gone on stage.
What? This guy in the Hawaiian t-shirt?
You like, I was like, no one is surprised. No, yeah. I've been on stage on mushrooms before, and I hated that.
Oh,
yeah, I don't
love that. That's
like
bad.
It.
That's mean to the mushrooms, honestly.
It made me feel so tense the whole time. I was like, not sure how I felt the whole set. Like, I was literally like, because a lot of my set
nothing
is like,
matters.
Hey, I'm like bringing energy and everything. And then I get on stage and it's so introspective that I'm like, I think I hate myself before I start talking.
Oh, God.
Your back's against the wall and you're like, I'm just trying to hide my feelings from people by yelling.
Pretty much.
You're having an existential crisis.
I'm like breaking down why I do my comedy the way I do it.
I'm so afraid you won't like me that I scream so I can't hear your rejection.
If I'm louder, will you like me?
I was hosting this comedy competition in Toronto one time, and me and my sister were going to see Disclosure.
Fan in the back.
Yeah, big
Canada.
You take MDMA for this. This is a Molly MDMA
nice.
Fucking concert.
Let's go.
So I brought my sister. I'm like, look, I have to host it. Once I host it, they do the tally. We get the fuck out of there. So I go off stage, and the guy's like, hey, you got to do half hour where we tally the votes. And I had just dropped Molly. I go, wait, what? He goes, yeah, go back up there. I go on stage. It just kicked. I see my sister backstage. She's like,
you have the face
like
of someone
rubbing,
Molly thinking about it.
I
like,
walk out. The lights just go. And I have to do 30 minutes. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yay. today's room, and I'm so fucked.
Have you been hosting all night? You already know.
I bombed so fucking bad that they 15 minutes in, they're like, we tallied it, wrap it up, because I was, like, eating shit. The guy was so mad, he never booked me again.
And did
I was
you like, even yeah. care in that moment,
I didn't care. Then we ran. We were late for disclosure. I was so pissed off. I was like, fuck this. No, I was
you
so fucked
You were pissed
up.
Off on Molly? That is
I
peak
know.
Steph.
I
know. Wow. I did a little bit of Molly once and had to go on stage, and I was bombing. Don't get me. And I was aware of it, and I was like, you know, I should be upset by this, but I've never felt better. I'm on Molly. I don't care if you like me. I'm okay. I've only done it a little. We've talked about it a little.
I've done coke once and gone on stage. That's not good.
No, I
That's
did that
so
one
funny.
Time, and it was like I'm already like doing a lot of energy up
yes.
there.
Yes,
yes. I did like an hour of material in 15 minutes. Like
I literally get
so. What do you guys? That pisses me off. No, that's how I get. We're like. Here's my feelings about coke in comedy. I'm like, oh, that is, it's what, when people do steroids for baseball, there's people who do cocaine for comedy. I'm like, no, you got to bring real energy. I get all purist about it. I'm like, you're cheating.
PDs.
But I guarantee you, the three of us especially, how many people have come up to you after a set and said, you're on coke, right?
A lot of times.
Not once in my life have I ever even done a little bit of cocaine.
And I get
and
it all the
time. And people
think
I am a deranged cokehead.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, and nonstop. I'm like, oh, no, this is just who I am.
Like, I've had people offer me and go, you need a little more? I'm like, a little more? I'm sober right now.
Yeah.
I don't think it helps that I'm just wet all the time. That probably hurts it a little bit. It's like, that guy's just, why is that guy wet right now?
I'm wet. No, I've been thinking for years to bring up a cloth, and I've been embarrassed about it. I should bring up a cloth.
I'm ready to be a towel comic.
It's hot out here.
No, I already feel like I do enough jokes, just enough about living in the South that I feel like it's just character-y.
I know.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah.
I do declare.
I've done so much cocaine today. Oh, my.
And it is mighty humid up in here on this stage.
Pardon me while I dab away some of this cocaine sweat.
It's coming out of my pores. That's...
What have you
Speaking
been doing,
of pause,
JC?
Okay.
You've been on the road. What's going
road,
on? I haven't seen it a bit. Yeah, you've been.
Yeah,
you're still on the TV show?
No.
We're being modest.
The Disney Channel show has been canceled, yeah. as I say all these things. Yeah. I was on a Disney Channel show.
He wouldn't be allowed to do the road.
I was allowed to do the road, but I wouldn't have been able to do something like this.
Okay.
Oh, they contractually, they really lock you down.
Absolutely.
Bob Saget. Okay, let me tell you this about Bob Saget, because not to brag, but I did date the loser son of the man who was a Full House executive producer.
Cool.
No, he's not a loser. He's fine. He's a drummer in a band.
Right, the tell-all.
And he's a loser.
He's okay. Bob, this is a thing I learned because I, during pandemic, God bless Andy's family. They're the greatest people. And his dad hired me to, like, transcribe their stories because him and his writing partner, they're like, we're going to make a book. Dude, Bob Saget hosted America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah. That was given to him to stop him from going on the road. Because they're like, we can't have people find out who Bob Saget really
oh
is.
Oh, my God.
We need to keep Full House going. We got to give him something to do.
That's so funny.
Because they're just, he's fuck. I mean, we know. He was a filthy, disgusting, amazing animal. You know what I mean?
And it's tough because you have to, like, blend both worlds. And I would have kids, like, I was in Minneapolis doing the House of Comedy, and family came with their two, like, it was like one of the little girls' like birthdays.
No,
and
so
like,
she
we're
loves
here to see
you
Gator
more than
from Just Roll With It.
Oh.
We're so excited. We want to see Gator. And like, I had to be like, well, you guys have already bought tickets. I'll come out and talk to them afterwards and be like, hey, and I'll do the whole thing. But they cannot come in and listen to the show.
I'll give you your own show.
It'll change them forever, fundamentally.
No, that's so wild to think that. Yeah.
And
that's why I turn down TV roles all the time.
Yeah.
You're not going to make me have to be somebody else, A, B, C.
Yeah.
Stop trying to cast me.
When that got canceled, I was literally like, because the whole time I was like, I feel so locked down.
Golden
and then
handcuffs.
It got canceled, and I was literally like, no, I'll go back. I'll slip on the banana peel the rest of my life. Take me back, Mickey. I fucking love you.
That's when you realize why people go back to prison. You're like, God, no, I just knew who I was in there.
If 30 grand an episode is prison, I don't know what the fuck is.
Handle it. She's going to, I don't know. Oh, it's upstairs. You're going to have to, you're not sneaking out. Steph has to piss.
God damn it. I drank
She's in
too
a leather
much.
Onesie.
Bring
oh,
the
one
mic.
Over there.
Is there one over
bring
there?
The
you
mic.
You guys can't see this because nobody set up the camera, even though I was promised there'd be a camera.
Oh, my
she,
God.
The whole crowd pointed her in the right direction. You're
She's
all,
still, it's locked. She can't get in. There's another
you're
one
all
in
angels.
Here, Steph.
It's
Steph
a
there's another one in here.
Go into the barn. Just pee anywhere.
Just get
it's
in the barn.
It's fine. There's
I pissed in there earlier when I got my drink.
I thought this was the end of the building until somebody went in there. And I was like, there's a nightclub happening.
There is. There's a bar, and it's like a weird vibe in there right now because, like, there's a dude. I'm sitting in there getting a drink, and there was, like, a guy who walked in and just had tattoos all over his face. And he walked up to the bartender, and he was like, hey, man, what's going on out here? And he goes, oh, there's, like, a comedy festival. How'd you get in? He was like, I just walked in and told him I should be here. So the security is not top-notch at this thing. But you can hear how rowdy they're getting in there. They're like
full-on
like face tattoo, like Post Malone.
There's the Hell's Angels are behind this very thin wall. They're just
they're like Hell's Angels, but like hipster Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah. We don't even believe that hell is real. There is no hell. This is all we have. We're atheist angels. What does that even mean?
They're just doing key bumps off the fucking bar in there. They're getting a little wild.
And we're go. And you gave them that cocaine. I'm kidding.
I did. I sell
bring
it now. Mickey, take me back. Mickey, take me back.
Disney, give this man a place to go.
I really need it. It's hard. You're like, I love all that money.
Let me ask you this. Well, for context, growing up, how did you financially? Mm-hmm. What was your? You're in a middle class, upper class, poor.
Like lower middle,
lower
middle.
Lower middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay. Because yeah. I'm at the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, yeah.
So I want to know how you handled suddenly having a bunch of money.
It was I acted like a real piece of shit.
Boy, do you immediately go like, well, this is going to be how I live for the rest of my life, and this money will be the same forever.
I really didn't do too much. I spent it. But I didn't, like, upgrade my living. I bought a house for my mom. So that was a cool thing. I did that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Pretty cool.
Where? In Florida?
Yeah, no, in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta.
Yeah, way cheaper. Way cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, listen, we're not going
you
to Hollywood,
moved her?
Baby.
No,
she was already
lives
in Atlanta.
It'd
yeah,
be
yeah,
funny
yeah.
if you're like, I got you a house. It's in Alabama. But it's all I could get.
Guess what? You're going to South Carolina, mommy.
We're going to not. It's not even Charleston. It's a very small community outside. It's Aiken. There's five people there. But you know what? A lot of room. We got a lot of acres.
So
which,
much room.
Let me tell you, as a white trash, I got to tell you, yeah. We love to brag about acres.
Yeah.
Boy, it's like, no, we don't have running water, but we got 10 acres.
We got
acres.
Acreage.
Yeah,
you
we got
a. You can sip a sweet tea and look over this land.
Yeah, you know how many cars I could put on this lawn? It's what? You missed it. It was great.
I'll tell you what you guys didn't miss. How scary it is over there.
Like, I was talking about it.
We were talking about it. You
oh, my
us
God.
Full Hell's Angels over
what
there.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he just told us. A bunch of people came in. They're like, there's a comedy festival. How'd you get in here? And they're like, well, we just walked past the security.
They're vaping in the bar or smoking full cigarettes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's honestly,
also a
yeah,
door.
Shocks me
there's
that
a door in the bathroom. What's the separate door? You guys see this? There's a door in the bathroom.
Oh, it's a very large people.
I didn't want to open it. I know it's a door. I
and they
know,
just
I
go,
scared.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah. In here. Wait,
that's
is it
they,
the door
that's where
to
keep,
the bathroom?
They keep a guy back
no,
there.
No, no.
He's
is
weird.
It, there's a, yeah, yeah. It's the guy who does all the face tattoos.
He's
goes,
a weird
you
guy.
You ready?
Like, does someone need another
next?
One?
Who's got a $2 bill for daddy? We'll sign ya.
I heard you like Mickey, big fella. Mm.
Oh, you should get a Mickey tattoo.
I
that'll solidify.
Do you have any tattoos?
Then they'll bring you back.
No, I have no tattoos.
No tattoos.
Yeah, my sister has a bunch. I don't have any.
Have
yet.
You ever almost? You even
almost.
About
I almost got one. Yeah.
What would
yeah.
you get?
I was gonna get like because my father passed away, and I was gonna get like you know like a family tree and. Put all the dead people on it, but I was
the
like,
whole tree?
That's a real stupid thing. I was like,
Grandma,
I was like, I could just be like,
grandma,
oh, hey.
Great grandma? Yeah,
literally.
Question mark.
I wouldn't put their names. It would just be like, somebody old.
Ancestors.
23 and me is the
tattoo. And me and me and
the
me.
The old woman one, the old yeah. man one.
Somebody probably raped somebody in here somewhere.
Real detail tattoo. Good.
Yeah.
Very death heavy this podcast has been.
What can you do? What
people
can you do?
Keep dying.
People keep dying. A lot of death happening.
They keep and we press on.
And we press on. it was funny. I was flying in from Dallas and talking about the Mickey stuff. The thing that keeps happening is No one watched the show. You guys are all adults. You never saw Just Roll With It before.
Yeah, Just Roll With It.
So the only people who watched it were children.
Was it a roller skating show?
No, no. It was like an improv show where, like,
you just roll with it.
In the middle of it, they would, like, blow a bullhorn, and they'd be like, they'd ask the audience, like, what happens next? Does the ice cream machine blow up, or do a bunch of puppies come in here?
Oh, that's fun. And,
yeah, it was. It was fun.
Wait, did puppies come in there?
Yeah, we had puppies one time. Yeah, I know. But I keep getting recognized by children and not their parents.
So
and that's a weird thing. Right. So I'm like on an airplane, hungover, constantly wet, and there's children staring at me. And the parents are like, don't stare at him.
People can look like that.
It's okay. Don't be rude.
Man, it'd be great if we had this on camera.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. But, like,
oh my
it's like
God.
They're seeing Santa Claus in the wild, right?
Yeah.
And I've had him, like, walk over to me and be like, are you the gator? And I'm like, yes, I'm the gator. Okay.
Do you try to go into character?
You have full coke nose.
It's always at the airport.
You're like, I'm the gator.
Yeah, there's, like, blood dripping down my nose. You bet you're right. You found me, you little shit.
Last night I wrestled a real gator.
Anyway, go ask your parents for $20, and I'll take a picture for you.
Yeah. Speaking of Gator, do you have any electrolytes? I could use some Gatorade.
Guess what, Bucko? You're paying for this Quiznos for ruining my meal.
Just your wet arm slipping off this kid's shoulder.
And
come here.
Are
come
just
here
like,
for a second.
That man you know is named Gator?
Yeah.
It's also aggressive name. Gator.
Yeah, that's...
Gator.
How did
you get this role? He showed up.
I went in and read for it.
They're like, we need a man named Gator, and they saw you across the street.
I was just eating out of a garbage can across the street. The bat signal went up, and I just showed up.
And it's just like Brad Pitt. You know,
that's
like,
exactly
there he is.
How he got his part.
We found our muse.
So many people read for it, though. James Adomian and Greg Wilson, a bunch of comics read for the part.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because Trevor Moore was the producer on it.
They, wanted a comedian.
Yeah, they wanted a comedian. Originally, it was supposed to go to, an old guy doing, a radio voice, because he's, a radio sidekick. And then I came in, and I was like, we'll take the clown man, this guy is good, who is a radio sidekick.
So I gotta say something. So I read for a role for the new Farley Brothers movie.
Yeah.
Ahmed actually helped me read for it. It was for a crossing guard, and I thought I got it.
I read for that too.
Okay.
The same part.
Okay.
That's
okay. Wait
so
a second.
Funny.
I was gonna say Tim Dillon read for it, and I'm offended. I'm apparently in the same category as J.C. Carias and Tim Dillon. No offense, but what the heck?
That's the funniest fucking shit I've ever heard. The fact that
I was like, no offense.
What part did you read for? And you're like, the same one as me?
I'm going out for the same roles as J.C. Carias and Tim Dillon. Again, no offense to
both of you guys,
but... You wonder why I call myself a larger woman in Los Angeles. I'm going out for... You didn't go out for this role.
I can't believe I didn't go
out for
this role.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I went out for old child number three.
You know, I mean...
We need a homeless goblin.
At least you're reading for stuff, you know?
I know, but I'm like, this is it now. I'm not going out for, cute, fun friend. I'm like... You, J.C. Grice and Tim Dillon. That's the category.
I think, burly white person. The script, it's written. It's like the description is like weird, fat, idiot.
Literally,
every part I read for is like it reads like that. Stupid, smelly, shitty, fat.
Oh, I get.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
I get a lot of.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate you letting me read.
Oh, just what
I get
a
lot of not classically attractive women. Just say ugly. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Don't do this whole not classically bullshit. Just say it.
But so I'll tell you this. For when I read for shit, they do not pull punches. They're literally like, well, we liked it, but you didn't stink enough, you fat shit. Get out of here.
We said a stinky fat shit.
Stat, you fat shit. Oh, God.
Stink more. Don't you want the part? You gotta want it.
Why aren't you more wet?
Come in wetter next time.
Why aren't you dripping?
my God. Hollywood's
I cannot believe that you read for the same part. I'm actually, that scares me because I'm like, I was already going up against some fucking heavy hitters. Now you're reading for the same shit? This is bullshit.
They always give it to the hotter lady.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. No, pisses
God,
me off.
Why do all my fat shit rolls keep going to Steph?
And I'm still not getting them. You ready to laugh? A fucking actress got it. And that pisses me off more than a woman got it that I didn't get it. And she apparently played the role more Karen-like. How did you play it?
I played it fat weird.
I played like, it, yeah. No, that's exactly
it's
it.
It's going to be a thin woman.
If it's a fucking thin woman, I swear to God, I will march on
we'll
to the
march
law.
Oh,
no,
you.
We will. Me and you easily break down the gates. They don't even need to open those. We just walk straight
like
the
like
gates,
a fucking
fold
professional
on.
Wrestling tag team. Just beat the shit out of the Farrelly brothers.
How dare them? Why?
Oh,
here's, I
get
you, pissed.
It's a woman who's hot in Ohio and TV ugly who just goes, you have to wait. I don't even know what it was. It's going to be a woman.
It literally was
like,
it was a
goofy haircut.
I swear to God. I honestly thought I got it too. I was like really convinced.
I was really excited about it because I did a second read for it.
So did I.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Motherfuckers.
And it's
Let's
damn.
Get them.
Paltrow.
I swear
Peter
to God.
And whatever the other guy's name is, Fairly.
Now I'm pissed that both of us didn't get it.
Yeah.
How both of us
they
are crossing
just had
guards.
Both
okay,
of us.
I have
Look
to say
this.
Something.
If you got it, I'm going to kill myself right now. I swear to God.
I got it.
Me
it was
Steph
me.
Slowly
I
lean
swear
more in. Uh-huh.
To God.
What are you going to
say,
bud?
I wanted
we
to
just lean
it
in.
Came.
We crush her ribs immediately. It's
like the room in Star Wars. No.
Can you imagine if I was like, it's me.
Insane.
Oh, God. That was fun.
It's me.
Is anyone else shaking because they need to eat, or is it just me?
It might just be you.
I just have the shakes, unfortunately.
Hey, you didn't shake enough.
Mm-mm.
Shaky, sweaty.
So wait, are you back home now? You're back on the road. What's going on?
Yeah,
back on the
about.
Road. And then I'll spend a little time in Atlanta, go and hang out.
My mom's
with
house
mom.
That I bought.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, you know, it's under my name. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not a hero.
You just show up.
Listen,
and she's
I
like,
tell her every day. I'm like, this is my goddamn house.
You're her golden handcuffs. I will show up when I goddamn please, Cheryl.
No, my mom's very much like, how long were you going to stay? You haven't been here for 8 months. Stay forever.
Aww.
You're my firstborn. Yeah,
oh,
she's
my
very,
mom asks how long you're going to stay, but it is not like that. She's like, how long are you planning on staying here? I'm like, I've been here 5 minutes. Yeah, I know.
I met your mom. She was great.
Yeah, well, yeah, she's great. In a small dose, she's fun. She is fun.
She got a pick with me. She lined up. She was nice.
She is. I got to tell you, when she's not your mom, she can be a real hoot, mammy.
Yeah, I
love you, mom. She's listening to every episode.
Did she?
Did they talk about me? Did they? Yeah, so she can fast forward to when we talk about it.
No.
And she's laughing right now. I love it. She's great.
Well, I can say this. My mom doesn't listen. And when I went to Vancouver, I did Just Last Vancouver. It was a big deal for me. I had to just last a long time. Sold out the shows.
Big deal. Killed
I got it. I got a standing ovation when I walked on stage. Big deal.
Fucking
crazy. I cried when I got on stage. I got teary-eyed. I had three comics after the show go,
Your mom didn't even lift her shoulders?
My mom was like filing her nails. How psycho is that? Your daughter gets a standing ovation for walking on stage and she's like, whatever.
This is like comedians' mothers to a T.
It's crazy.
It's like, yeah, it's fine.
I told my therapist and she started crying. She's like, why aren't you crying? I'm like, I don't care anymore. I don't
That's
tell
pretty
you.
Much old hat at this
That's
point.
That's joy. I don't give a shit.
My mom doesn't,
Her
my mom
name
doesn't
is
go
joy.
To shows anymore.
Her name is Joy.
Yeah, she
yeah.
Just
The least
doesn't, she
amount of
go.
Joy
yeah.
you've ever seen.
She my mom will literally be like, I'll be like, oh, I have a show and it's in Atlanta. It's like close. And she'll be like, I've seen it.
I'm proud of you.
I know
but
it.
I'm not.
Just keep cashing the checks, all right?
Yeah.
Just make sure you pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
They're paying you, right? Yeah. As long as
pay
you're paying enough to
bill.
Cover my rent.
That's what it is to her, though. She just sees it. It's like a job.
Yeah.
She doesn't see it that way anymore. Like, it's not impressive to her anymore.
But it's
Even
so
like,
wild.
I did Babylon or whatever. And
Which
like,
was amazing. You were so
That's
funny.
Crazy. Yeah. Have you seen this?
Did you guys
Babylon.
See Babylon? Were you like, he looks like the guy in the beginning? He is.
And then you're like, that's
the
him.
The guy in the beginning of that.
It's so funny. I was losing my mind because I just didn't realize you were in it.
And I heard other people talk about you being, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard so many comics say how good you were in it.
Him and Danny Jolas, they both do it. Like, you both guys, you guys were both like the funniest parts of the fucking.
That's crazy.
It's so great.
That's great.
This is also making me realize now my mom's going to listen and go, oh, he, you know, he bought his mom a house.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
That's what I do when I go on any comics podcast. I just bring that up right away. Like,
ruin their parents.
Have you bought anything for your mommy?
I sent her flowers once.
But yeah, like, even that, like, she was like, we went and saw it in the theater and everything, and she was like, that was cool. And I'm like, God damn it.
It's so cool.
It was pretty fucking cool, yeah.
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, but I didn't like it. They didn't bring enough Chardonnay. It's like one of those movie theaters where you can, like, order booze.
She's more like, we could have got the premium seats. You're in the movie.
She's like, and it was only, like, the first 15 minutes. So, like, we didn't even have to stay if we didn't want to. I'm like,
what? That's nice, though, that she just wanted to watch you.
That's good. Yeah.
She's like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Brad Pitt. Where's the Chardonnay?
She absolutely did go, like, it was kind of weird that you didn't talk to him at all. And I was like, you
God
bitch.
Damn it. I think
it's never enough.
Weird jealousy thing. You have to love them, but at the same point, you're like,
oh, yeah,
up.
Mothers and daughters, too. It's like just, it is a thing where they go. My mom loves to go regularly after someone she knows will see me at a show, and she'll go, you know, people always told me I could be a comedian. It's like, well, you're not. You run a budget for the government. So
you run a budget.
Tuck it in, do the numbers, Kath. Move along. Leave the jokes to me. She'll literally, if I'm in her city now, she'll be like, I invited friends. Make sure you do the bit about me.
Oh, my God. She loves
the
it.
The first time I did it, she stood up because I make fun of her because what do? You make fun of the people you love. You isolate everyone around you.
She stood up.
She goes, hey. And then I go, there she is. And people clapped. And then now she's like, make sure you know, I told her there's going to be one about me.
She wants the clap.
That's the way my brother's like that. He'll come into the green room and stuff and be like, taught him everything he knows.
Yeah.
I'm like, you
used to.
All right. You punched me a lot.
All right, well,
we're wrapping up. You guys came in the very, you missed the whole podcast. You really fucked up. This is the end of it now.
God damn it.
JC Cries, where can everybody find you on the internet? Where can they stalk you down?
At JC Comedian on TikTok and Instagram. Those are the places. Yeah.
That's that.
Come get it.
Give it up for JC Cries.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you.
We love you. Thank you so much.
You guys rock. Seriously.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sticking around for the whole slide.
Yeah. Thank you guys
love
rock.
Episodes. We love you guys
Thank
so,
you so much.
Have a great night. Follow us on wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't watch this because you can't.
You can watch every other episode on YouTube, but not this one. You had to be live to see it, and we look great.
We do.
And I was so wet. Remember how wet I was?
JC's wet.
He's responsible for the humidity in the room.
We're wrapping it up.
We're wrapping it up.
Show that's on time.
9 o'clock. We're wrapping it up. God damn it! It's fucking 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
At SlopSpod. Bye. We love you.
Bye.
All right. Cheers, y'all. You rock.
I am also going to be on the road a lot. And I'll be headlining Flappers in Los Angeles, April 8th. If you're in LA, come to that. Then I'm home for 2 weeks. Oh my God, I didn't realize that. Then I'll be in Raleigh, North Carolina at the Improv, April 20th to 22nd. The Vermont Comedy Club, April 28th, 29th. And that's it for April. So then I'm going to be back in Austin in May, 19th, 20th. But let's just keep the April dates. And come.
Hey, what's up, slobs? This is JMS. I hope you enjoy these live episodes that we tried to do our best on the quality on. And sorry, there's no video. Apparently, we'll never have video for live shows. So you got to come to them. Not because we're withholding, because something always goes wrong when you're live. And that's the joy of live stuff. Anyways, you can see me April 15th in Seattle, 16th. Portland, 17th, Vancouver, and I am coming to the eastern side of the world later in the summer. Tampa, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Lexington, Kentucky, and a few other dates are going to be added. So head to jmscomedy.com/shows and get your tickets now.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.